the question that I have is about the things that remain after we have all these celebrations. What do you think will be the most lasting thing of these celebrations, and what would you like it to change in the Estonian society, not only in the Estonian but also in the overall society?
I think one of the, like, we hope that which will remain is the sense that when you look back, that you feel that you can be really proud of something, the sense of that all the society can feel that on their own way they did something. This is the what we are really like working on, that it's not about, you know, building something, or it's just like that you, it's the civic movement, that we did something together. But talking about which will remain, I think this that if we sort of do a makeover in 15 or 16 cities of Estonia, this will definitely like sort of give a new living or like new sense of breathing to those cities, and it will affect people and they feel that they are really valued. What we are really also aiming for is this sense of cooperation, that the people will, like, there will a lot of new networks build. We hope that this private-public partnership will sort of take off in Estonia, that the cooperation, for instance, the same example of theatres, that the fact that they do something together, maybe the next time they want to do something together, it's much more easier to start doing it. And this is actually valid for every field of life. The first thing is to sort of like, let's breathe in, breathe out, we are doing this together. We are like, we can do it. If we build, like, it's not about the competition, that this is the occasion and reason to do something which maybe on your everyday life you wouldn't do. Like, there's this joke that, not joke, but that Estonians have like sort of two deadlines. It's either we do something for Midsummer's Day or we do something for Christmas. And we hope that this Estonia 100 gives this extra level to do something which is not like on your everyday schedule. It's that you do something which is bigger than sort of your everyday tasks. But like some concrete examples, we hope that those films which will be produced for this Estonia 100 film contest, there are two films dedicated to children, and for instance we hope all of those will sort of become really popular. And there is one really cool film about like sort of Estonian Christmas movie, and we see that this is one of the things which will be like put aired on every Christmas afterwards as well. And there are so many things which are have different meanings for different people, and we hope that we find an angle to every each an Estonian people. That's what we are really like working on.
Okay. And this idea about music instruments for every child, mm-hmm. How are you going to organize this in practice?
Well, first of all, it's sort of you know, it's a great idea, and we immediately thought that this is something that's really we are aiming for. This stands all the value for all the values. So actually what we did, we gathered around the table all the sort of stakeholders who are dealing with children, who are giving or who are teaching children how to play a musical instrument. And the first thing we kept in mind, it's not a musical instrument for every talented children. It's about giving the joy that, like, even I cannot hold a melody, but maybe I like the sense of achievement when I know how to play, you know, first chords of one my favorite song. This one can give so much to a child. So we have this like sort of this one organization, Estonian Union of Music Schools. They are the official leader of the project, but the around them are all the other partners of who are also like giving this music education. And since this year we also added kindergartens to the crown as well, that they are also can participate and they can apply for buying the instrument. And in addition to that, we have built up a special platform on Kickstarter, on the Estonian version of Kickstarter, that they can apply for the money from this, from we like out of Estonia 100 central budget. But there is this one of the requirement is that they have to have some additional sort of private money as well coming in, so that there will be that the local entrepreneurs are supporting the local children So this is also one of the like networks, and then yes, the Kickstarter. So this is how we are doing it. And afterwards, in 2018, there will be hopefully a lot of concert to celebrate all the musical instruments.
I was just wondering what sort of variety of ideas are you getting from the villages? Because, I mean, I really like that idea that every village, every little settlement has its own way of celebrating. But is there maybe a tendency for everyone to suggest similar things? Like we have a little concert, we wave a big flag and kind of do that. What sort of variety is
there? So that's what we do, is that we tell them, think of something which is really peculiar to you, to your people. We are not telling that you all have to organize a concert. Maybe it's about, there's so many different ideas, and people are just now starting to like think or and really getting inspired, that maybe they have, I don't know, they want to take off one old building which is really like ruining the view, and they all come together and do it. So they're really, at the moment, they're still like going through, and we are really putting them emphasis on the fact that they can only choose one day, which all like the all attention of the country is on there. So pick carefully and be original enough. So we are aspiring them at the moment not to stick to this original versions or like those somewhat old formats, but they are crazy ideas.
Such as
there is one guy who is like knitting the biggest, they're knitting the biggest Estonian flag.
And knitting it.
Yeah. A man. So there are a guy. So yes, there is a lot of sort of what we see, that just people need this like pat on the shoulder, that yeah, it's great idea, let's do it big, this is special for you.
And do you think it might actually spark sort of competition between like neighboring municipalities?
We hope so. Well, Estonians are famous for like this sense of competition. We hope that it does. So we will have also like this interactive card and like all the ideas on the webpage, so we can tell that, by the way, do you know that your neighboring county has this great idea? What are you coming up with? So this sort of like really friendly, and we are like, this is our party, this is ours to do what, and this is, I think, the most important sense of feeling, that we are not like someone, the state is not organizing like one like parade in the middle of February when everybody is freezing and people come together and say it. Well, wasn't something special, which is like, hey, it's up to all of us. So this is really what we are like trying to communicate and say, that the party will be as diverse and funny and colorful and different as we are.